I just wanted to add a clarification. I put forth the argument that killing through mitzamtzeim, this is I think you're referring to, might qualify as a mais hariga biadayim, while causing other effects through mitzamtzeim, let's say sirus through mitzamtzeim, or let's say you're neutering him somehow, or erasing shame, those might not be considered maisa mechiko or sirus biadayim. So I just wanted to clarify that. What I'm basically suggesting is that there's really two different ways you might consider something to be a maisa hariga biadayim. One track would be the classical maisa hariga biadayim, where the act provides, constitutes the koach ha-horeg. Your act is what provides the fatal element. And then there's removing a bal chayim from the makam chiyusa, or putting a bal chayim in makam she'en lo chiyus bo. So the background for that, I suggested, was the din of shelo dag min hayam, which, interestingly, actually, I found in between, that Yerushalmi is actually mechayev in that case, mishum kotzer. According to Yerushalmi, anytime you're mabdil a bal chayim in makam chiyuso, the chiyu there is midin melechas kotzer. It's the equivalent of oker davar megidulo, and according to the Yerushalmi, apparently, as opposed to, I think, all the Yerushalmi, or at least most of the Yerushalmi, the Ramban, for sure, in Shabbos, thinks that apparently it's lav davka gidulei karka, kotzer. It could be a bachai. So the question then becomes, what happened to the chiyu mishum netilas hashama, which the Yerushalmi explained is the Bavli's basis for the chiyu shel dag min hayam. So I think it's very likely that the Yerushalmi thought that it wouldn't be netilas hashama, because that's just grama. As far as netilas, right? In other words, the mice of plucking it from its makam chiyuso, so that clearly is, if it answers the criterion of kotzer in terms of the kinds of things that are subject to kotzer, that would be an act of ksira. But as far as netilas hashama is concerned, it isn't an act of netilas hashama, it's simply goreim, the yetzias hashama of the fish, and therefore he wouldn't be chayev. I think that's very likely. But the Bavli isn't mechayev. It seems very clear, and all the Yerushalmi are pretty explicit. Bavli is mechayev mishum netilas hashama. So why is shel dag min hayam chayev? So I suggest that we can answer that there's no gram involved here, that simply being mavdil a bal chayim mimakum chiyuso, or placing a bal chayim into makum she'en lo chiyus bo, is considered an act of mais hariga biadayim. That essentially we view a makum she'en lo chiyus bo, putting something in a makum she'en lo chiyus bo, is just a separate track. In addition to the classical track, there's a second track of this sort of thing, where you put something, remove it from its environment in which it's able to live. And my argument was that it's possible there's no such thing as this second track for other types of pulos, like sirus or mechika. There's no such category as a makom hamochek, or makom she'in l'ksav kium, or a makom hamesares. It's just things that you if you put it into water, this will happen. But that's memelo, and that's grama. And nakamina will potentially be much broader than mitzamtzim. I think it can also have nakaminas from mitzamtzim, but maybe the more primary case will be just putting somebody in that context in the first place. Forget mitzamtzim, that he goes in there of his own accord and you hold him down. Let's say I put somebody in such a thing. So the case is that I think Akira asks this. What if I throw shame into a fire? Or what if I throw shame in a shame, let's say, agabi cheres, into a pit with water? So I think you might well be chayiv in those cases. And I think Akira asks this as a steer to what I was saying, because if assuming that you're chayiv in those cases, doesn't that imply that these are also a makam she'in l'ksav kiyumbo? So I think those cases might be chayiv. I don't know that they'd be chayiv, but I think it's very likely that throwing the shame into fire will be chayiv. We'll actually discuss cases of throwing things into the fire, whether or not that depends on Eshem Mishum Chitzav. It's possible to say you'd be pater, but I'd be pretty surprised, and I'm pretty sure you'd be chayiv. But I think the chiyuv would be, and even without Eshem Mishum Chitzav, I should add, but I think only because we would view that as equivalent of the first track of Mais Hariga Beidayim. In other words, there you're considered to be providing the koach ha-mochek. I gave the analogy of, let's say, rubbing something against the wall. I have no doubt in that case you'd be chayiv, right? If I had and I take the piece of cheres and I rub it against the wall so that the shame gets rubbed out. There's no doubt that you'd be chayev, even though grama's pater, because there you're doing an act of mechika, not because the wall is defined as being a makam hamochik or anything like that. You're just using it as a tool for your act of mechika. The question becomes, well, when do we say that? So I think it's possible that you would be chayev, let's say, throwing the ksav agabi cheres into water. It's possible you'd be chayev in that case, but the reason you'd be chayev, if my argument is correct, is not because there exists a second track, but because that case is viewed as being equivalent of simply rubbing against the wall. And that has to do with questions which we'll get to, having to do with cocoa, issues of throwing something in where it can't get out, whether or not you're defined as sort of holding it down there, is having a hand on that item throughout its tenure, wherever it is, that we'll discuss. But I just want to clarify that point. Yeah.
So So just what's special about Ritzicha that allows us to say that
well,
this is second?
I'm not sure if it's special about Ritzicha, or it's what I would say is it's special about the idea of a makum chiyus. And that I think you see already, that we do have such a concept of and category as a makum chiyus in the context of Hilchos Shabbos, right? Where you're okir davar mi makum chiyuso. Yerushalmi's lashon, I think, is mabdol mi chiyuso, I think.
So
again, the Yerushalmi is mechai mishum kotzer, but what?
There's such a thing as makum chiyus, but not makum chiyu.
Well, we don't find that there's such a thing as you know, a place. I mean,
there's this track from the fact that we have
everything. So I have, there could be a makom hamochek. First of all, it sounds strange even to say that. But even besides for that, I think you would say, let's say, fire is a makom hamochek. But the point there is that you'd be chayav there for just mechika, meaning your act is an act of mechika. The fire is simply the instrument through which you were, just like if I were to take an eraser, so you're taking the fire essentially. Well, we'll see. This formulation comes up of being Mekarva Dover Etzal Esh versus Mekarva Esh Etzal Dover, that it could be that we view these things as equivalent. So that essentially we view it as like taking a blowtorch to it and torching it, and you'd be chayav for simply Mechika. But not because the Esh is defined as any sort of property with respect to Mechika, like you find in the context of being Shola Dag Minayah. Yeah, that's my.
Once we're using this fire for that case, why not just transport it back to the Ritzicha case and say that when you take something out of Makom Chiyus, you're just doing the normal track, the classic track?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying you are doing a Maaser Yigabiyadayim, and I'm just saying that could very well be that it. What do you mean? I'm not trying to say.
I mean, for Ritzicha, we're distinguishing between two tracks.
Yeah.
The classical track,
right.
The Maaser Yigabiyadayim,
when right.
You're in your own koach.
Right.
Right. And the second track of taking something
right.
out of its Makom Chiyus.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. I think there could be a difference depending on whether or not the implement is something which you can really view it that way. In other words, throwing a piece of paper into Esh, you might say that is simply blow-torching the paper. But, you know, I'm not sure what you would say about Ksav Agabe Cheres. I think you might say you're Chai, but you might very well say you're Putter. So my argument is, you could say, very well say you're Putter in that case, and it wouldn't be an issue with our Mishnah, let's say, about being Dochev, because the idea is that there is a Makom Chiyuso, and you're being Mabdilo Mi Makom Chiyuso by pushing him into that bore, into that water. And that itself is a Maisa Hariga Biyadayim, being Mavdil something in Makom Chiyuso. There's nothing equivalent in the context of Mechika. And then I would say, even if, in fact, you're Chayav, it could just be that we just say that, well, throwing the Cheres into the water is the equivalent of that. But you don't need to say that in the context of, you might not need to say that in the context of Ritzicha, and then you could end up having a discrepancy in terms of Chiyuv Tur. This case, I looked it up, I couldn't find anybody discuss the case of, you know, throwing the Cheres. I mean, you had the case of Soda, but that was a little bit different, and you're putting water on it there. Yeah.
But why are you specifically staying away from saying that it's something different in the halachos of Ritzicha? Like something like the fact that you're chayev shevi al tase potentially in Ritzicha. At least in the context of Yerev Vayavar, maybe even broader than that.
Meaning there's
a machlokes with the Rosh Rabbeinu Tamid, and whatever, I forgot who it was, on Ksuvos Gimel Beis.
You mean
Pasul
the Rama? You mean.
Yeah, the Rama.
Yeah. Well, I.
That could only be by whatever. I understand that. But if anything, it may highlight the fact that we have not necessarily stricter, but broader understandings of what Ritzicha is behind the Rasa. Why are you staying away from that? Like, when Shua asked, why can't it be specific to Ritzicha?
No, I think it might be. I'm specifically talking about not the fact that you're chai, but the fact that if we consider the Maisa Rigi, you're chai, Mishum Maisa Rigi Bidam, as opposed to saying you're chai, let's say, Gramatzicha. I think it's possible, in the end, and this is what we'll eventually see, is that it's possible, in fact, we actually saw already we were going to be David. Thinks that Garmi, the equivalent of Garmi, is Chayav Beritzicha. And he thinks that, even though he thinks that in the context of Nezikin, it's not so. Rabbi Nadavid thinks, not he personally, he thinks Ravacha thinks this, that Ravacha is not done dealing with the Garmi in the context of Nezikin, but even he's Modeh that in the context of Ritzicha, Be'evel Rav Zav Sam is Marbe. So I think it is possible. I was just saying that that it could also be considered a Maisa Riga Biyadayim. It's a direct act of murder.
It doesn't have to be.
Not that you're chayiv, even though it's not a direct act of murder, it is considered a direct act of murder because murdering something because you might just say being mavdil something being makom chiyuso is an act of murder. That's just how we view it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay, so right now I want to analyze the machlokas regarding the classification of mitzamtzim. So we've seen pretty clearly there are these three options, and all of them are represented in the Rishon. Right, there's the view of it as being a kind of grama ba'alma, that's the ra'ah's understanding l'halacha. The ra'ah thinks that, and possibly Tosas as well, that your putter for mitzamtzim b'nezikin, even though don din in the garmi, but mitzamtzim, if you're mitzamtzim b'hemta, you're actually going to be putter, right? This is Ravacha Shita in the Gemara, and they pass them like this, ra'ah and Tosas. And then we've seen many Rishonim, the Ran, I would say this is the vast majority of Rishonim, who hold that it is Garmi. And your Chayiv Benezikim Din Garmi, and the question is, how do we understand the Chayiv and Ritzicha, which is something, again, we'll get to, but we've just mentioned already that they are either we view it as being consistent because Garmi is Chayiv for Ritzicha, or we say this is an exception, it's an aberration based on the Xerus Kasuv. And we've seen, that's as I said, that's the minority Rishonim, the Baal Ma'or, the Meiri, the Ran, the David, the Ramban, etc. Rush, just to throw it in there. And then we've seen also the Riaz, right, the grandson of the this is Rabbi Yeshaya Achron, the grandson of Tozerid and the Piskei Riaz, and the Kutras Harayos, and Ravan, and very likely the Rambam and the Tur, who think that this is simply an act of Maaser Gebiyah.
Yeah, I didn't see it in the Ravan. Do you want to?
Yeah. You mean you saw the Ravan, but you didn't see where I was getting this from in the Ravan? Sure, you can go through that. Let's see if I can find it. But I do want to do it a little. Actually, could we, I'll show you after. It's a little subtle because you could take him when he says oven mice, you could say, well, he just means.
Exactly. Yeah,
but if you actually look at the rest of it. If you look at the next part, you'll see that he doesn't. He means it literally.
Yeah, but I also contrast it with the Riaz, and the Riaz was much stronger.
Yeah, the Riaz is absolutely explicit. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
You know, you can't miss it. But you could miss the Rabban, and I'll go over it with you.
Okay.
Yeah. And when we get to actually the next topic, which is Sof Chamlevo, then it'll become clear. Okay. So now I wanted to just analyze this machlokas. What's going on here? What's the machlokas? So first, let's just take those who think that it isn't Maaseh B'Yadayim, which is great majority of the Rishonim, mostly because the great majority of Rishonim think it is Garmi, but also the Ra'ad and Tosfos who think it constitutes Grama. So among those Rishonim who think that it isn't a Maaseh B'Yadayim, but rather it's Gram, so we find that there's a machlokas about whether or not it's Grama or Garmi, right? That's the Ra'ad and Tosfos versus Rov Rishon. So what's that machlokas? So here, in order to get the bottom of this, we need to delve into a question, which is a very complicated and complex question, namely, what is the distinction between Grama and Garmi? What makes something Gram of the sort that it's Grama, and what makes something Gram of the sort that it's considered Garmi? The assumption here of the very question is that these aren't just synonyms. We noted last time that the Shita of the Ravan in general, in both Bava Kamma and Bava Basra, is that these are in fact just synonyms. This is a Shita which the Ramban attributes to Rashi. I just find the Koros that I just had in my hand 2 minutes ago. I don't think I've even put them. Yeah. The Ramban in source number 3, so he just sort of notes that Rashi seems to conflate these two. Not conflate, he thinks of the synonyms. V'dinu d'garmi v'grama v'nezikin chad ha-milsehi l'das Rashi v'timtze zeh ramuz v'peirusha v'kama v'kama v'zog v'tishkach. So what it means there is that the Rashi, when Gemara and Bava Basra speaks of the case, which we'll be seeing a few times, where a person moves a sulam, a ladder, which is in his rishus, but he moves it to a place which is adjacent to his neighbor's rishus, and the assumption is that there is some sort of weasel, squirrel, something like that. That there is that thing on the sulam, so that when you, therefore you have a chiv laharchik. But if you were to move it within the designated space, you would be putter if it actually went into damage, because Grama b'nezikin is putter. So Rashi there says, this is the man de lo da in din in the garmi, that this gemara of Grama b'nezikin putter is because lo da in din in the garmi. So what the Ramban is pointing out is it sounds like Rashi just thinks these are synonyms. And that means l'halacha, we who are done dina d'garmi, because we pass my Gerbim Meir, that this line doesn't apply. So the Ramban says that that's what is ramuz b'divrei Rashi, but it's actually quite explicit in the Ravan. The Ravan several times says, in source number 1, this is the best place, where he says, v'kevin d'dainin dina d'garmi, azalu kulu p'turi d'rabba. So what he's saying about Rabba is actually not just if you hold that there's no distinction between Grama and Garmi, it's probably, many Rishonim think this is true in general about Rabba, that we can't ever, basically, we halacha cannot necessarily assume when Rabba's poter that we are poter, because Rabba didn't have the end of Garmi. But if you look at the end, he adds not only those other cases, but v'chein b'chol malkum shetimtza b'tamad Grama b'nizakim poter aliba d'man d'lo d'ayin d'in d'garmi hu v'kulu b'teli or bali. So Ravan says that every time when the Gemara says Grama b'nizakim poter, that what that means is lo d'ayin d'in d'garmi. So for them, Rashi and the Ravan, Grama and Garmi are just two different ways to say the same thing. Gram. But the vast majority of Rishonim don't assume this. The vast majority of Rishonim think that they're actually two different categories, and they have two different halachos. We're done dealing with the Garmi. For instance, the Gemara is Mechayiv and Sorif Shalash Shal Chavero. at the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes, where I burn your Shtar Chov, so that would have given you the access to the to be goved from the person who owed you money. So if I burn up that shtar, such that now you have no access to it, so that is going to be chayev l'remeyer midin garmi. So the Gemara there says chayev. The Gemara, number of other contexts, maradina shachani. If I take a coin and I you know, you give me a coin, you pay me back with a certain coin, and I don't know if it's good or not, I don't know if this is counterfeit, so I take it to a shachani, and he tells me that this is a good coin. And it turns out it isn't a good coin. So in that case too, the Gemara says that shachani is going, the vendor is going to be chayev mishum garmi. And there are other cases as well. Masur is another example, several dafim, but primarily the Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Masur as well, if you have non-Jews who come and they say, we're going to take somebody's money, show us somebody's money to take. And you point out to them a fellow Jew's money, so in that case, you're going to be chayev midin garmi. Yeah.
Where does Devar HaGoyim LeMamon fall into this?
That's not an easy thing to answer. It's Machlok Zishon. The Ramban himself thinks that they have nothing to do with one another. You could paskin either way. You can paskin, the Ramban and the Kuntros thinks you can paskin Devar HaGoyim LeMamon Tzchayev and Garmi Pater, or the opposite. The Ravid thinks that Devar HaGoyim LeMamon is Bechlal Garmi. So that if you're Mechayev Mishum Garmi, you're going to be Chayev also for Devar HaGoyim LeMamon. The Ramban has, in terms of what the Chiluk is, the Ramban is some very, Kedarga B'Kodesh, some very enlightening statements about it in terms of being mechalik conceptually what they have, but it's a separate. Let's just assume now it's actually separate. The Ravid's very explicit; he thinks that it's just bechalal. But the Ramban, once you read the Ramban, and it becomes easy to identify. The truth is, the Gemara actually uses the lashon Devar HaGoyim LeMamon in different places. The Ramban says whoever thinks that they all mean the same thing is chayv, or that he compares Devar HaGoyim LeMamon in the Gemara in Shuos, the Devar HaGoyim LeMamon, but the comma chayv kilayim, just mixing things which don't belong together. They actually have nothing to do with each other. That's the Devar HaGoyim LeMamon. Part of that is the Ramban was never able, I don't want to, this is a different topic, but the Ramban was never able to construct a certain concept explanation of what Devar HaGoyim LeMamon is because he didn't think that Gemara in Shuos was part of Devar HaGoyim LeMamon. But if you do think that part of that is Devar HaGoyim LeMamon, I don't know what gave rise to what here, but it's hard to say both that it has nothing to do, to give the Ramban's definition of what Devar HaGoyim LeMamon is and also incorporate the Gemara in Shuos with it. But let's keep that aside. It's a separate topic. Those are the cases where, those are just some examples of cases where the Gemara is Mechai Mishum Garmi. And then the Gemaras, in various places, are also note various cases of Grama, and the Gemara almost always says Grama Bama Upatr. So for instance, the case I mentioned of the Nemiya in Basra and Chafez and Beis. Or the case of Nosin Tamamavis and Bavakama Mem Zayin. I don't remember the Gemara there explicitly mentions the Lashon Grama, but it's clear that's what the issue is. If I put a poison in front of an animal, so my friend's animal, so I'm not chayev if the animal ends up eating it, because it's Grama Balma. Or Shaleach Be'ero Biyad Cheresh of a Katan. Let's say I take a flame and I give it to a Katan, or a Cheresh, or Shote. So in those cases as well, if the flame ends up damaging somebody else's property, I'm not going to be chayev because it's Grama Balma. So it's clear, say, the vast majority of Rishonim, we have two different categories, and they have two different lachos. Grami is chayev, and grama is pater. The question, of course, is what is the difference between these? What makes something garmi versus grama? So one answer that we find is the answer of the Ritzpah in the Tosafot Bava Basra, and the Mordechai adopts this as well in Bava Kamma, that really there's one notion of goreim, and there's a very technical distinction between garmi and grama. Garmi is simply... And this answer is bound up with their assumption regarding garmi, that it's A, midirabanan, but it's only a dindirabanan, midiraisa, so there is no chiv garmi, and B, that the chiv dirabanan is a knas. So that's what they assume. And they say that, what does this mean when they say something's garmi? It means that it's the kind of goreim where, because it was matsui and shchiach, it was just something that was, prevalent, so Chazal saw to it to bikonis, those cases. That's what we refer to as garmi. Just cases that were, because of there being matzui, and because of there being shchiach, chazal, or mechayev, as a knas, those cases we call garmi, and then the cases of gram where they weren't, so those are what the Gemara calls grama. But there's no fundamental distinction between them. That's the ritzpa.
Just a glorified grama.
It's not glorified, it's just a grama for which you are chayev because of factors having nothing to do with whatsoever with causation, the nature of the causation. So for instance, we find the response, and this is a response to the rejection of the chilukim that were suggested beforehand. I mean, Mordechai in particular says he doesn't think the chilukim are very, very good. The Riz chilukim. But the Ritzpah also, Venirli Ritzpah, the Din of the Garmi says at the very end of Chaf Beis and Beis in Bavasra, the Din of the Garmi, Havi Mitam Knas, Kidmuchach B'Yushami. Yushami calls it Knas of the Garmi. So it's clear, and the Ramban acknowledges that the Ramban waged war against this notion of Garmi as being only Knas of Rabbanan. So he says the Yushami calls it Knas of the Garmi, but the Bavli calls it Din of the Garmi. That's Derais according to the Bavli. So the Yushami, or maybe the Yushami didn't even call it Knas of the Garmi, but it says explicitly that it's Knas. So Lchein Kol Hezek HaMatzoi V'Rag Yalavo Kansu Chachamim. This is after the Re is trying to be explained what the Chilik is between them. So this is the Ritzpah's answer, which is, it's only Knas, and therefore, Kol Hezek HaMatzoi V'Rag Yalavo Kansu Chachamim V'Tam the Kansu V'Chulei. So that's why you're having such trouble, Re, with providing a good chiluk, is because they're actually the same sort of causation, it's the same sort of concept. It's just a question of what was matzui that Chazal were mechay for. So that's the Ritzba and the Mordechai. Yeah.
The Kuntra says it's also another Kuntra Arias Arias. He says the afilam on the
yes. The Kuntra Arias. He doesn't tell you that the distinction is just what's matzui, but as far as it's being considered a lo min adin knas. Yes, that's true. Yeah. But you can hold that with say that there's some other fundamental chiluk. You can't say that there's no fundamental chiluk in hold that it's also meikar din. It can't be. You wouldn't say. I mean, deraisa what was matzoi, you know. But you can say that it's a knas and still say, but there is some sort of chiluk between them. But the what you get in the Ritzpah and the Mordechai is more. But Rav Rishonim believe whether or not because they hold whether or not as part of their understanding that it's deraisa or just even if it's derabanan, but it isn't just a formless chiluk that has to do with matzoi, but that there is a distinction, there a fundamental distinction between garmi and grama. Having to do with the nature or the level of the causation. Garmi is in some sense more direct than Grama. Grama is indirect and therefore legally insignificant, at least in the context of Nezikin, and Garmi is direct and therefore significant, at least in the context of Nezikin, Lamanta, Dandi, and the Garmi. So what is that distinction? What feature defines Garmi as opposed to Grama? So here, we'll just go through some the major shitos. The first is the opinion offered in the Re, it's the second opinion of the Re, and is also offered, suggested by the Rush, who's really reporting the Re, and the Orzer as well, and others, that what defines, the defining feature of Garmi, and it's both necessary and sufficient, is that the Totsah is simultaneous with the Gemar HaMaisa. The Nezek occurs simultaneously with the completion of the act. So where you have a cause, a goreim, where the nezek occurs immediately with the completion of the maisa, so that kind of goreim is the direct goreim, that kind of goreim is garmi. If it's delayed, so then you have the indirect form of causation, that's grama. So, for instance, sorev shos shachavero, it's garmi because the loss of access, the hefsed, occurs immediately with my act. I burn the shtar, you immediately have no access to the gviya. Whereas in cases of grama, you see you have a delay. So for instance, Moser B'yacher Shat V'Katan, right? You can tell the Katan, and I know this from experience, you give the Katan like a bottle of water, right? Say, this is how you hold it. You understand? Yes. You're going to hold it up so that it doesn't spill. Yes. 2 minutes later, he forgot or just got distracted by something and it ends up on all the water ends up on the floor. So your Moser, the Shalhevis, let's say, B'yacher Shat V'Katan. So at the time of the act of Mesira, there was no Nezek. Similarly, in the context of Sulam, if I move the ladder, so the Nemiya, the squirrel, or whatever it is, can now move into the other person's Rishus, but it's not necessarily, at least, even if it were to happen immediately, if it's not necessarily happening immediately, then, according to this criterion, it's therefore considered Grama.
I think Maisa B'Yadayim.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like a Maisa B'Yadayim.
What sounds like a Maisa B'Yadayim?
Or me. No.
We're going to get to the next. First, we're just discussing whether or not. Yeah, we're getting now into the question of what's the distinction between Grama and Garmi. We'll get to the question of the distinction between Garmi and Grama. Garmi might say B'Dayim. It could be the Laman D'Dayim. I'm not sure what you're saying. The Laman D'Dayim, the Garmi, maybe he doesn't think there is a Chiluk. Maybe for him.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be. But either way, at the very least, Laman D'Lodayim, the Garmi, had a Chiluk between Maisei B'Dayim and Garmi. And we'll see. I've already mentioned that there are men who shown that think there are Chilukim, whether or not you're Mechayev something between Garmi versus. Midin Maisa V'Dayim, so that even if you hold of Garmi, you're still going to recognize it as a separate category.
I understand what we're doing, yeah. So I'm less interested in I just that was a way to present that. I'm not really interested in Maisi Vedam. I'm more interested in why the varying definitions end up making us conclude that you are chayiv by this type of, you know, causation, i.e. the one that, you know, the act that commences immediately with the complaint.
Well, again, according to some Rishonim, it's Derabanan, and that could be even if you hold that,
it's still
there. Or according to other Rishonim, it's Deraisa, and there's a Makor, it's Deraisa. We've discussed already that the assumption, generally speaking, is that if it's Deraisa, it's probably Misvara. We've already seen Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi David seems to have a Makor for it, that it's based on Obe Eva and then Kavachomer to Nezikin.
Right.
And it does relate to questions of, which we'll get to at some point, of whether or not Garmi is just viewed as sort of an expanded Maisa, or it's a separate track of Gram, but it's a track of Gram for which you're Chayiv. So that would be the two basic ideas that you'd be Chayiv in Nezikin, is that it's a separate track of Gram. You could be Chayiv not just for an act of Nezik, but simply causing Nezik, if it's a certain directness or tightness in terms of the level of causation, or it's expanded Maisa. But either way, the question is, how does a Goring case become Garmi as opposed to Grum? So that's what we're discussing now. So that's what the Ri's second answer is. The Ri's first suggestion is something else, something a little bit more ambiguous, which is, did anybody see this? Anybody? No? He says, Shua, did you see it?
Yeah, just as a review.
He says that, this is the first answer, the Chilek Rabbi Yitzchak, right? The Tosas, present the question: what's the difference between these cases, right? So he says, "V'chilek Mashna Kohani Medina the Garmi," right? Because Tosas is a whole sketch of all the cases of Grama that we find in different contexts. So he says, "Why is it different than Garmi? What's the difference?" So it says, "V'chilek Rabbi Yitzchak Lashon Echad, the Dina the Garmi Chayev Hayinu Sheose Hu Atzmo Hezek LeMamon Chaveru." That's it. That's just that line. And then he goes on to note the next one, which is Va'od Chilek Dina the Garmi Dechayev Hainu Mishas Maisa Sheba Hezek, or Mishas Bishas Hamaisa Ba Hezek. So what's the first idea of Hu Atzma Osa Hezek Lama Chavero? So I think you find this. I should note it's not just the Ri. It's also the Rashba, the Meiri, the Ran, and Babasra. All think that this is the defining feature. What I mean by that is it's both necessary and sufficient. You'll see that the Rush thinks that it's, at least one of his understandings, it's necessary but isn't sufficient. You need it with additional, with something else. But the Ri's first answer is that this is the necessary and sufficient sole condition of being Garmi as opposed to Grum. But what does it mean? So here I think there are actually two different strands that we find in Rishonim. It's hard to, nobody's explicit about this, but if I'm not mistaken, I think that we can point to two different versions or understandings of this. The first is the Rush and the Rashbas, and others as well, but apparently them, who even have a formulation that when they say it, take a look at the Rush in source number 4, so he's getting into the question again, what's the Pater, he goes through all the Gemaras, and he says, he mentions now the next factor, which not what I want to discuss now, but Ubari Zeka, Mikridin, the Garmi Vhule. Do I have the Rashba here? No, I wish I had the Rashba. I think either here or in the other I think it's in Bav Basra. This is the Rashba Bav Basra. He discusses two places, Bav Basra and Bav Kama. But they both I'm just looking for the formulation, I can't find it now. But they both have the formulation of Osa Maisa Begufa Maman.
For the Rashba.
Or Begufa Davar, I think. Yeah. Both Rashba and the Rush have this formulation of right, what the Ri says, Hu Atzmo.
It's not in the Chavez and Viz.
Okay. No, it's in a Shut. It's Shuva. Actually, I have the Shuva, if you have the Makara sheet. Anybody have the latest Makara sheet? It was in the Marmon Komas. I think it's Shut. I want to say Gimel, but I don't recall the
Sivan. Let me give it a second.
Either way, the formulation is something like Hu Atzmo Ose Maisa Begufa Davar Hanizank. What does this mean? What that means is the act is directed, it's oriented towards or upon the Mamon HaNifsad, as opposed to a case where it isn't. The case which the Rush is explaining is the case of Siluk Karim. Yeah, what's... Yeah, okay, that's actually pretty good. Ve'inu Domo L'Din Degarmi. Yeah, that is good. Maybe it was this one. Ve'inu Domo L'Din Degarmi Sha'osa Maisa B'Gufa Davar Shumaziko Kisor Shachorasa. Right. Exactly. So the Rush says it as well. That you're doing an act... Begufa davar. Now, it sounds like it could mean that you're physically handling it, but it doesn't, because the Rush immediately notes a case where you are considered to be in osa maisa begufa davar, and that case is masur, where I simply show the or tell the anasim where it is that they can find this person's property. So that's considered to be a maisa, doing a maisa upon or directed towards the mamon nizak, as opposed to the case the Gemara Bava Kama discusses. The Gemara Bava Kama of Chazayin discusses a case where you have somebody zori kli, and this is a case we're going to get to extensively in various contexts. Zori kli mirosh agag, right? Somebody throws some sort of utensil from the roof onto, and its trajectory has it landing on a place where there is cushioning. So then somebody else comes along, or even if the other person does it, but that involves another separate complicating factor. But let's say somebody else comes along and removes the cushioning. So in that case, the Gemara says you're going to be putter. Both of them are putter, probably. The second one as well. So the Rush understood this to be, even if we are done din the garmi, a lot of Rishonim assume this, we'll say that it's not all Rishonim, but the Rush assumed that it was also, even if you're done din the garmi, this is grumma. And his explanation is, because you haven't done anything but davar hanizok here. What did I do? I've done an act upon the cushioning. I haven't done an act upon the mamon hanifsad. I've done an act upon the cushioning. Memela, there was damage. In the context of other cases as well. For instance, the case of marchiginus asulam, right, where if I move the sulam, so it happens to be that now the nemia can go and jump into the other person's trust. But I haven't acted upon the other person's mamon. I've just acted upon my sulam. Or shalech biat esabeira, right? Where I'm moser shall have it. So I haven't acted. I don't. Who knows even what it is that ends up getting damaged? But it's, let's say, the guy's house, which is, you know, three blocks down. I haven't acted upon the person's house. I've done something else. In all these cases, that's what makes it grumma. That's one, I think, strand or one version of this this criterion is osa maisa begufa mamon, have to do an act upon the mamon on your side. I think there's a second, which is slightly distinct. And that is the Ranab of Basra and the Meiri in a number of places as well, including Bava Basra. Yeah.
Just a question. Mm-hmm. That strand seems to be focusing more on the Davar Hanizak, meaning like the object.
Yeah.
Whereas their Lashonos that we quoted originally were focusing on the Mazik, meaning on the personality that's doing the...
Yeah, so what they're saying is, did the Mazik do... Somebody must have done something which was oriented towards the... Davar Nizok, because otherwise how does it come about? But the question is, was it the mazik? So that's how they would say. Now, who atma means, as opposed to something else, you having done something, nothing upon or towards the Davar Nizok, that's what it means. But I think you're right. I think the alternative would be stressing more that, which is what I think the Ron and Meiri really do. Stress, and this is the Meiri in Bava Basra, I don't know if I hope I did have it here. Yeah. He has a good formulation of it, which is, the idea is this something which is a maisa hamafsid, or a maisa hamazik, or you're simply doing something which sort of provides the conditions for something else to do a nezek. Right? So if you look at the lashon of the mir, meaning you're preparing the grounds for nezek to come through via some other agency, in some other direction. If you haven't actually done an act of nezek itself. You haven't been involved in an act of nezek. The Ron's lashon is also pretty good. The Ron in Bava Basra there, he says, which I think is in the same direction as the Meiri's, but Gromit is like, Hainu shegorim hadavar shenezek ba'ayado, aval lo sheyehei hu atzmo mazik. Right? So you're causing the thing here could mean the agent, or could also, I think, mean conditions. You're causing conditions under which there's nezek that occurs later on, or even if it's now. But the point is, you haven't actually done the nezek, you simply caused the conditions for nezek to come. Okay? Now, the nafkamina, I think, between these two cases, they're similar. I mean, you can describe all the cases that I just mentioned. Silah HaKarim. You could also say you haven't been mazik, you've just prepared the conditions for mazik by exposing the pavement. I think the nafkamina will be, the difference between the versions comes to the fore when you consider cases where you haven't acted upon the mamon hanifsad, but that act is just an act of setting it up for it's later being nizok by something else, or even if it's, you know, then, but it's just being nizok by something else. So I think there are two cases where you see this. One is hishich bo nachash. So the Gemara Bava Kama discusses this case where I basically take a snake and I provoke it into attacking you, or I even put it on you so that it bites you. So the Gemara there says you're putter. So this is grumma. Why? So the Rush says that this qualifies as osa maisa begufa davar. Because after all, you're bringing the nachash to the thing. You're provoking it to attack the victim. the reason you're putter is happens to be because the Rush I mentioned requires this as a necessary condition, but it's not sufficient. You also need bar yezeka. So the Rush thinks that the reason there you're going to be putter is a grumma is because maybe this snake will be a merciful snake, and maybe it won't, or maybe it's not interested in eating you. So we don't know for a fact. It isn't certain that he's going to be mazik. So because it's not bar yezeka, in that case you're going to have it be grum, considered grumma. Right, so this is the Rush in, one second, if anybody finds it before me, that'd be great. I think I chose the wrong one to take. I think the other one, the other Rush, the Rush of Okama is probably a better one. Either way, the Rush says, he says you need both. You need both Bar Yezeka and you need Osa Maizu Gufa Davar. So he says, Kirayim, so there you have Bar Yezeka, you don't have Osa Maizu Gufa Davar. That's grammar for that reason. Here you have Osa Maizu Gufa Davar, but you don't have Bar Yezeka. But the if you notice the Mi'iri, Bava Basra, I think Bava Kama as well, I think Bava Kama Chav Gimel, says that this case is grama because it's just not Osa Maizu Gufa Davar. Because what you're doing is part of simply setting it up for something else to do the Nezek. You're just preparing the grounds for Nezek to come, but you're actually, the act itself is not an act of Nezek. So even if you view this as being the case, I'm just merely setting it up so that the Nachash can be Mazik, right? The Rush could agree to that and say, nonetheless, this is still going to be Garmi. Why? Because I am doing something directed towards the Maman Hanizok, or the Davar Hanizok. So that's one case. I think you have another case in the context of Masur. So the Rush explains that Masur is qualifies as Garmi because you are Mare lo hamamon. The reason that it's considered to be garmi is because it is osa maisa begufa davar. Why is it osa maisa begufa davar? Because I've fingered the mamon. I've pointed out where you can find it. So that's a clearly an act that just directed an act again in the very loose broad sense. I've done something directed towards the mamon hanizok. I think that the Mi'iri wouldn't say that. Mi'iri and the Ran of Bavasra. I don't think the Mi'iri and Bavasra and the Ran of Bavasra would say that simply showing the anasim where it is that they can find the mamon would be considered hu atzmo hose hezek. I think they would clearly say that that is not hu atzmo hose hezek in their sense of what this means. What that means is that you're actually taking part in the act of nezek and not simply preparing the grounds for something for the nezek to come some other way. In the case of anasim, just in being marlo, unless you add other points, that seems clearly to be a case of simply being gorim hadavar sh'ayadon nizok. Or being what is the Miri's formulation? Something coming besiba san maisa. And the nezek is it's like besiba so
afapish
yisiba shikolav. Yeah, or right. Or I think he has a formulation engufa maisa mazik el davar acher haba besiba maisa zeh. The different formulations in the Miri in different places. I should note that the Miri in Bavakama he has the formulation of grami is where you're doing a maisa mafsid, and grama is where you're only being misalik hamatzil. I don't think he meant that the only case you have grama is being misalik hamatzil. Just misalik hamatzil is one case, one way where you would only have a maisa which is providing the grounds or the basis for there to be nezek coming some other way. That is by removing what otherwise would have prevented it. As one case where you haven't done a maisa mafsid, but you've only prepared the way for something else to do nezek. But it isn't the only case. I mean, some of those other cases, like Hishef Nachash, you haven't been Misalik Hamatzil, you've done something else. That case of Silik Hamatzil, certainly one way you can do something which is merely bringing the conditions about that bring Nezek, and not actually doing the Nezek. But either way, so I don't think you would be able to say for the Miri that just being Marlo is itself already a Maisa Hamafsid. It's probably not. It's probably simply being Gori Hadavar Sha'ai Don Nizok, or it's, you know, Davar Acher Haba Besiba Samaisa. Namely, the Anasim is finding their property. Why is Masur Garmin for the Miri? I think it's probably going to have to be something like what the Ramban says in another context, which we'll eventually come back to, which is that he defines simply exposing the Nechasim to be an act of Nezek already. That's how the Ramban says it. Yeah, we'll get to that at some point. And that's why it's not considered to be simply preparing the grounds, because exposing the Nechasim to Nezek is already, according to the Ramban, this is his Chiddush, considered like an act of Nezek. He actually thinks that it's equivalent. Again, this is also his Chiddush, but he thinks it's equivalent to a case where if I were to take your wallet, it told the Sashua, I were to take your wallet and just drop it in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. So he thinks I'm Chayiv in that case. I don't know that there's a Gemara about that. I think he even says near Shechayiv. Because you've exposed it to, you're basically taking it from Makom Shomor, and now you're putting it in a context where it's not Shomor. So that itself is a Maisa Hamaz. And he says the same thing about Masur. So the Miri probably will have to say something like that. Why? Because he couldn't say what the Rush says, because I don't think it constitutes Maisa Huatzmo says, like in the Miri sense. It's not a Maisa Hamafsid. It's simply an act which provides grounds for Hefsed. The only reason that you would say this in the end is a Maisa Mafsid is if you somehow view the Hefsed as already inhering in being Motzi or Mimak Mi Shmira, in being Motzi Mi Yershus HaBalim, in taking it out of the Balim's safe domain and exposing it to being whisked away. So that's in terms of the second shita that we have, which is that the defining feature of garmi cases as opposed to grama cases is atzmo hezek gamam chavero. All this is under the Ries formulation, but I think we've seen that there are two versions. One is that you've done something which is oriented towards the davar nizok, and the second, which I think is probably more restrictive, is that not just that you've done something that's oriented towards the davar nizok, you've done part of the nezek. You have a hand in the nezek. The maisa which you've done is a maisa hamafsid, and not simply a maisa which sets up the conditions under which nezek will come. Okay? Are you guys good to go? I'm good to go if you guys are good to go. Does anybody have to go? All right, so we'll stop now. So yeah, this is a good place to stop anyway. It's between the second and the third. So what we're going to do is we'll just lay out the different definitions of what garmi is supposed to grama. And by the way, if you have trouble following these chilukim, that's the Mordechai's point. He says, I don't hear any of these. They don't make sense to me.
It's the seem arbitrary what you define.
Well, they're trying to reconstruct.